Deseret News. I'm Mary Rose. Economist Steve Moore is calling out blue state governors who ran as centrist but are governing as liberals. He cites Virginia's Abigail Spanberger in particular.
She promised she would govern from the middle, and she hasn't even been in office for 1 month yet. And she's got a litany of so many taxes, hotel taxes, dog grooming taxes, dog walking taxes, more property taxes, this tax, that tax, Uber taxes, all of the any FedEx taxes, anything that's delivered, you're going to pay a tax on it.
The Department of Homeland Security says 70% of those being picked up by ICE are wanted for crimes. Tricia McLaughlin is DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs.
By no means does it mean that those 30% are innocent individuals. And oh, by the way, every single one of them committed a crime by illegally entering or remaining in our country.
Lindsey Vonn's latest crash ends her 2026 Olympic dream.
Skier Lindsey Vonn airlifted off the slopes at the Olympics in Italy after crashing Sunday, the crowd gasping. The hospital says she had to have surgery to stabilize a fracture in her left leg. In January, the 41-year-old tore her ACL in her left knee. A U.S. ski team doctor says she will be okay, but it will be a process. Within moments of the start of the race, Vonn lost control, clipping a gate with her right shoulder and pinwheeling down the slope, ending up on her back, her skis crisscrossed below her, screaming in pain. Teammate Breezy Johnson went on to win gold in the women's downhill after Vonn did it 16 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
The investigation into the apparent kidnapping of Nancy Guthrie, mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, continues. Authorities believe that she was taken last weekend. This is SRN News. A pro-life group is making a big investment.
Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America will spend $3.2 million to visit 500,000 homes in Iowa this year, hoping to convince residents to elect pro-lifers to office. House and Senate seats will be on the line in Iowa, as will the governor's office. SBA Pro-Life America says it will focus most of its efforts on people in Des Moines, Davenport, and Cedar Rapids, targeting those who are persuadable but often do not vote in midterm elections. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco of heaven and hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during the three-month cleaning. The Vatican Museum says the scaffolding will partially obstruct the view of the fresco. Cleaning crews will remove microparticle buildup on the plaster. This is SRN News. Syria and Saudi Arabia have signed multi-billion dollar investment agreements.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi telecom company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
Valentine's Day often brings grand gestures, but relationship therapists say romance doesn't need to be extravagant. They encourage couples craving intimacy and a deeper connection to focus more on expressing love with mundane acts that recognize what matters to their partner. Romance is not one size fits all. More details at srnnews.com.